Okay, let's bring on our next two contestants. Please welcome Hannah Van Winkle and Jason Shapiro. So happy to have you both. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hannah, you are a television producer?
Indeed.
Do you watch a lot of movies?
Yeah, fair amount.
What is one movie in your like top 10?
Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters. Nice. Jason Shapiro, math major, now working for a financial firm that does high math.
That's basically right.
Do you watch a lot of movies?
I would watch the movie Airplane as many times as necessary.
Oh, you like a comedy. I get it. This game is called He Was in That. And you know how it seems like some actors are in every movie? That's because some of them literally are. Try to name a movie, for example, that does not star Michael Caine, Anthony Hopkins, or Donald Sutherland. Try it. Try it right now. Try it. You
Airplane.
Can't. Airplane.
Ghostbusters.
All right, you did it. In this game, I'm going to name a movie, and you're going to tell me which one of these illustrious thespians appeared in that film. Okay, so it's Caine, Hopkins, or Sutherland. We'll start with you, Hannah. He gave love-starved butlers a good name in The Remains of the Day.
Hopkins.
That is correct. Jason, he was the depressingly loyal butler Alfred in The Dark Knight.
Caine.
That is correct. Hannah, in the original 1969 The Italian Job, he was the head thief, Charlie Croker.
Caine.
That is correct. In the 2003 remake of The Italian Job, he played John Bridger, a con man out for one last heist.
Let's throw a Sutherland out there.
All right, let's throw it out and let's be correct. Hannah, Mary Tyler Moore played his wife in Ordinary People.
Hopkins.
Ooh, I'm sorry, that would be Donald Sutherland. In Hannah and Her Sisters, Jason, he was married to Hannah and fell for one of her sisters, because he's like that.
Hopkins.
Hopkins is incorrect. Let me throw it out there for that one.
Caine,
says the audience with sort of a weird judgmental lilt in their voice. Death fell in love with his daughter in Meet Joe Black. What do you think, Hannah?
Hopkins.
You got that right. He lusted after his friend's teenage daughter in Blame It on Rio.
Sutherland.
Ooh, I'm sorry. Let me throw it out there for that one. See, in that same judgmental lilt, they said it again. In a career highlight, he played Hoagie in Jaws the Revenge. Hannah.
Caine.
Caine is correct. Someone knows her Jaws 4. He and Julie Christie were rumored to have actually done it in their love scene in Don't Look Now. As in, don't look at them really doing it.
Caine.
You would think so, but no.
This time it's Sutherland, isn't it?
You would think so. I know you were like, just don't make the audience yell that at me again.
That's right.
Not correct in this case. Sutherland is correct. Hannah, in Magic, perhaps the best movie ever made about a ventriloquist. And I know the contenders in that category are
just
ridiculous.
Yeah.
He was Corky Withers and the voice of Fats, his dummy.
Gotta be Hopkins.
Yes, you are correct.
Really?
I know answers like that make you excited. You're like, I know stuff.
I'm a good guesser.
You are a good guesser. In the film adaptation of Nathaniel West's novel, The Day of the Locust, he played the main character who was named, believe it or not, Homer Simpson.
You're now venturing into movies that I haven't even ever known to exist.
Yeah.
Let's go with Hopkins.
We'll go with incorrect, but that's
right.
A good guess. I'll throw it out there one more time. Sutherland. Only a couple people, but Sutherland was the answer. Hannah, you're our winner. A great match. Thank you so much, Jason. I think we gave you some movies that you're definitely going to see in your future.